The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 7th chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 13th of June, 1974, in Paris, France.
Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari
Son of Pritha, Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt.
Hey, Bhagavan Uvasa, Maya Sapta Mana Parthya, Yogam Vinyan Madasaya, Asang Sang Samatrang Maam, Jatha Gyasasi Tatshyam. We are speaking from Bhagavad Gita, I think most of you know this book, Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is sometimes translated in foreign languages, the song of God. In other words, God Himself speaking. So far we are concerned, we cannot understand God by mental speculation. Even in this material world, we cannot understand what is there in the planetary system. So, our knowledge is very, very limited. Besides that, we have got four deficiencies. The one deficiency is that we commit mistake. Anyone, any big man of this material world, he commits mistake. Besides that, he is illusion. Illusion means to accept something what is not fact. Just like we accept this body as self. This is called illusion. According to Vedic understanding, anyone who thinks of this body as the self is animal. Just like a dog, he thinks that he is the body. Similarly, if a man thinks that he is this body, he is American or Indian or Frenchman or German or Hindu or Muslim, with this bodily concept of life, so according to Vedic understanding, this conception is animal conception. So this is called illusion. The next item is cheating. Cheating means with imperfect knowledge one takes the place of a teacher. And the last deficiency is that our senses are imperfect. It is not independent, still we are very much proud of our senses. For example, if this class of men, they say that, can you show me God? He does not think whether he has got any power to see. So far our eyes are concerned, we can see so long when the conditions are fulfilled. Just like here we are speaking, as soon as the light will be off, we cannot see one another. So what is the value of these eyes? You simply see under certain conditions, you simply smell under certain conditions, you can hear under certain conditions. So therefore your materialistic life is conditional life. So with this imperfect senses, we cannot understand what is God. The only sense is very usable, just is this ear. Just like man is sleeping and some enemy has come to attack him or to kill him, so still he is nicely sleeping. But if some friend cries, Mr. Such and Such, wake up, here is enemy, he'll kill you, kill you. He can rise up. So when all other senses are useless, the ear can work. Therefore, to understand God, we have to use this ear and we have to receive the sound vibration and it will act. So, as you are all, ladies and gentlemen, interested in the yoga system, so the first class yoga system is bhakti yoga. In this Bhagavad Gita, just now I am trying to explain the first verse of the seventh chapter. The seventh chapter begins after concluding the sixth chapter. In the sixth chapter, the yoga system has been explained. It is said that one has to select a very sacred, secluded place. He has to sit down there in a posture, just like a perpendicular, a straight line, the neck and the body. And then he has to think of Krishna or Vishnu. The thinking should be so careful that one cannot divert his attention to any other subject matter. In the Patanjali yoga system, it is said, yoga indriya samyama. Yoga means to control all the senses. Because unless the senses are controlled, mind will be flickering, go this way, that way, that way. So mind is the leader of all other senses. If you control the mind, concentrate on the feature of the Supreme Lord, that is the yoga system. Therefore, describing the yoga system, Krishna prescribes so many methods, but after hearing the system of practicing yoga, Arjuna replied that, Krishna, this system is so difficult, I cannot practice it. So, point is that Arjuna was not ordinary person, he was specifically friend of Krishna. So, he said that this practice of yoga, hatha yoga, is not possible by me. So Krishna therefore concluded the yoga system, that don't be disheartened, there is another yoga system, bhakti yoga system, you can adopt it. The bhakti yoga is summarized in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, yoginam api sarvesham madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati yoma same yukta tamomad. You find out this last verse of the 6th chapter. Yoginam api sarvesham madgata antaratmana. So, this is the topmost system of yoga, bhakti yoga, always thinking of Krishna. So that system, bhakti yoga system, is being described in the 7th chapter as Bhagavan Uvacha Maya Saptamana Pratha Yogam Jinjana Madasraya Asam Sayam Samagrama Jathagasasi Tatya. My dear Arjuna, Maya Saptamana. Just try to divert your attachment to me. Attachment, we have got attachment. Everyone has got attachment to something. So, this yoga system, bhakti yoga system means simply divert the attachment to Krishna. When the mind is fully diverted for increasing attachment of Krishna, that is called bhakti yoga. So, yogam junyan madas, this yoga system should be practiced the madasra. Madasra means under my direct supervision. This yoga system means it is not impersonal. And therefore the word is used, Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Bhagavan, the Absolute Truth, he is a person. Sometimes we think there are many. They think the Absolute Truth is impersonal. But the Absolute Truth is person. Impersonal realization of the Absolute Truth is partial. It is not complete realization. Therefore it is mentioned here, asaṁśayam, without any doubt, and samagram, in full. After all, yoga system means an endeavor to understand the Absolute Truth. Yoga means linking, connecting. So, when you connect with the Absolute Truth, that is called yoga. Yoga, another meaning is plus, adding something else. That's like 2 plus 2, this is also called yoga. Similarly, God is one, I am also one. When we join together, that is called yoga. There are many methods of yoga practice, but the direct method is bhakti yoga. I am a person and God is also a person. When we intermingle together or we join together, that is called bhakti yoga. Bhakti means the process of connecting with the Supreme Personality of God. As soon as he used the word bhakti, means the process of devotion, there must be bhakta and bhagavan. The bhagavan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and bhakta is Arjuna. So, bhagavan is personally teaching Arjuna the process how he can understand him fully and without any doubt. Therefore, it is mentioned here, Bhagavan Uvas. Bhagavan Uvas means the Supreme Personality of Godhead said. So, the absolute truth is realized in three angular vision. It is said in the Vedic literature, Vadanti tat tattavidas pratyam jad jnanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabdate. The absolute truth is the ultimate truth, tattva. Tattva means absolute truth. So those who are aware of the absolute truth, they say that absolute truth is one. But he realized in three angular vision, namely Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Those who are trying to speculate and understand the absolute truth, they can reach up to impersonal Brahma. So generally, speculators means big philosophers. They can understand that impersonal Brahma. These impersonalists are generally known as jnanis. Jnanis means the wise men or persons who are very much aware of everything. They can understand the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth, but there are other class who are called yogis. The yogis can understand the Paramatma feature of the Absolute Truth. Paramatma means the super soul who is situated within everyone's heart. And the personal feature of the Lord is realized by the bhaktas or the devotees. Jnanis and the yogis, they cannot understand perfectly what is God. God is transcendental, sat-chit ananda, combination of eternity, knowledge and blissfulness. So if we realize the absolute truth partially, simply the eternity knowledge, that is called Brahmagyan. And when one is further advanced and he realizes the absolute truth as a localized aspect, Paramatma or Lord Vishnu within anyone's heart by the yogic practice, that is called Paramatma Jnana or knowledge of the absolute truth. Actually, the objective is one, but different degrees of understanding. One example can be given in this connection. Just like the sun globe and the sun god and the sun sign. The sun sign is also light and there is temperature, and the sun globe is also light and there is temperature, and the sun god within the sun globe, there is the personality known as sun god, that is also light and temperature. But all this light and temperature, there are degrees. The sun sign, degree of temperature and light, is less than the sun globe. And the sun globe, temperature and light, is less than the sun god. So when you reach the sun god, then you understand the complete temperature and light. That completeness is realized by this word Bhagavan. Therefore, the words are used here, asamsaram samagram. You can understand me in full and without any doubt. So if you are interested to understand the absolute truth, God, then we must take to bhakti yoga. And if we want to understand the absolute truth with some doubt and not incomplete, then we may take jnana yoga or jnana yoga. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for understanding the absolute truth in complete, without any doubt and without any incompleteness. This is also confirmed in the 18th chapter, that if you want to know God in completeness and without any doubt, then you have to take to bhakti yoga process. It is said, bhaktyam avijanati javana jasyami tattata tato mam tattato gyatya visate tadanantaram. The meaning is that one can understand me only by this bhakti yoga process. And when one is fully aware of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he becomes fit to enter into the kingdom of God. So, the purpose of yoga practice is to promote or to leave this material atmosphere and enter into the spiritual atmosphere, all the yogis. But the jnana yogis, they remain in the impersonal feature of the absolute truth. The dhyana yoga is practicing the localized aspect, but the bhakti yogi is promoted directly in the planet which is called Goloka Vrindavan, and there he associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and enjoy life blissfully eternal. So there are different planetary systems within this material world, just like we are situated. It is called Bhurloka. Above this there is Bhuvarloka. Above that there is Saruloka, there is Janaloka, there is Mahaloka, Sattaloka. In this way there are 7 steps of planetary system up, and similarly 7 planetary system down. So, by Jnana Yoga, by Dhyana Yoga, means mystic yoga system, we can be promoted to the higher planetary system. But if you practice the bhakti yoga, then you go to the transcendental world directly and associate with the Supreme Personality of God. The Dhyana Yogi and Jnana Yogi can also go to the Brahma Loka or Brahma Jyoti, but there is chance of falling down again to this material world. But generally, Jnana Yogi remains a speculator within this material world, and Dhyana Yogi, they, as soon as they get some material miracle power, they become implicated with this power, no more going to the spiritual world. But Bhakta Yogi, being perfectly the yogi, the topmost yogi, he can enter the kingdom of God or the planet where God is there. God is everywhere, but he has got a special planet which is called Goloka Vrindavan. You can enter there and mix with the Supreme God, just like we are here, mixing one another. I can see, we can see me. Similarly, you can go directly see God and live with Him, dance with Him, play with Him, eat with Him. That is the perfection of life. This perfection of yoga can be achieved by practicing bhakti yoga as it is recommended here. Maya satyamana prapta yogam yanjan madasva. Under the guidance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or is represented bona fide. If you practice this yoga, then you can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead incomplete without any doubt. And if you practice this yoga in this life and try to understand Krishna, what He is, then after giving up this body, you have to give up this body today or tomorrow, then you go directly to Krishna. It is therefore explained in the 4th chapter, janma karma medibham jo janati tattata tatta deham punar janma naiti mameti kaunthya. My dear Arjuna, anyone, if he simply tries to understand why I come in this material world, what is my mission, what do I do, if he simply one understands, then he immediately becomes fit for being transferred to the spiritual world. So our Krishna consciousness movement is to educate people how to understand Krishna and then make his life perfect. Thank you very much. Any question?
So you're saying that many people are wondering why we are making so much propaganda for our Krishna consciousness movement, because usually India doesn't make propaganda for our philosophy.
He does not know what is India. In India, you will see village to village they are chanting Hare Krishna. In every village, in every town, there is a place which is called Harisabha, or every neighborhood. Now, after the British rule, they have forgotten this culture. But they originally, every village, every town, there is a club or society where this Hare Krishna chanting is going on. And besides that, 500 years ago, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, all over India, he traveled and preached the Sankirtan movement. Not only that, he has ordered to his followers, to his devotees, not only devotees, he has ordered to every Indian to preach the Sankirtan movement all over the world. So he has said in these words that Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma Hoila Ja Janma Sarthakari Karo Paropaka, means anyone who has taken birth in India as human being, he must make his life perfect and preach this cult all over the world. And he has also said, Prithivite Ache Jato Nagaradi Gram Sarvato Prachar Hoibe Morna, means that as many villages and towns are there on the surface of the globe, everywhere this Hare Krishna mantra will be preached. So this Hare Krishna movement or Krishna consciousness has just begun. You will see in future in every village, every town they will chant and dance. So it is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction that is being fulfilled. Nobody can check it. Already we have got about 100 branches all over the world and all kinds of people taking part to this movement.
Without rejecting their own religion, take the Krishna consciousness.
Well, it is not rejecting, it is reforming. The Catholic religion also teaches love of God or love of Christ. So, if I say the truth, it will not be very palatable. But this movement is reformation. But another thing is, Catholic, Hindu, Muslim, or whatever you may be, everyone accepts there is God. So, we are teaching not to formally accept there is God, but know what is God and love Him. So, those who are interested for higher knowledge of God, they will take it. The point is simply officially to accept God, there is God. No. You know what is God, what is His feature, what He is doing, what is acting, what is His name, what is His address. Everything you know and try to love Him. That you are teaching. So those who are actually serious to know about God, they will come to this movement. Those who simply know God, officially there is God, that's all. That is different. That is also good. But if you want to know more, then you have to take this Krishna consciousness. We are therefore presenting these books, 80 books, 400 pages each, just to explain what is God. So it is a great science. Any intelligent man will appreciate. And we are getting good response, especially in America. Big, big university, college, professors, they are now purchasing. We have proposed to publish Srimad Bhagavatam in 60 volumes, but we have published only 14. But still, the big professors, they are giving us order, forward order for all the 60 books. As soon as scholarly people, they read this book, they welcome this movement all over the world. Is that all right or any more? Any more questions?
She would like to know if our religion can bring something more than the other religion.
There is one religion. One who knows God, he is religion. One who does not know God, that religion has no meaning. Religion means to understand the order of God. That is religion. But if you do not know what is God, and how you can hear God, so religion without understanding of God philosophically and logically is sentiment. And philosophy without understanding of God is mental speculation. So when philosophy and religious sentiments combine, that is called religion. Otherwise, it is not religion.